Pastor Art. If you don't know who Pastor Art is, he's from Calgary. He's awesome. He's the preacher that went viral with his screaming "Get Out," and he's been speaking out. He's been doing this for over 20 years, feeding the homeless. He's been a criminal for 20 years for feeding the homeless, and they just used a very scary law to arrest him. And you guys in America should listen to this, because you guys have the Patriot Act to arrest terrorists. In Canada, we never had anything so draconian until last year in Alberta. They made what they call the Alberta Critical Infrastructure Defense Law. And it's basically the Patriot Act for Canada. And if they say that you're somehow a threat to critical infrastructure, they can treat you like a terrorist, deprive you of your rights, and just bring you in. And that's exactly what they did to Pastor Art. When he went to the Coutts border crossing between here, Alberta and Montana, there was a day where the police and the border people that had made the blockade were about to negotiate. And he did a speech. And after he did the speech, the people decided to continue the blockade and not negotiate with the police. So because of that little caveat, they charged him under this brand new law that's literally reserved for people that are supposedly doing terrorist attacks, like blowing up a pipeline or something. And they charged him under this law for speaking, for saying that his speech affected the outcome of the negotiation, which was a critical infrastructure point. So they actually went to this house with a SWAT team, arrested him, denied him bail, and they have him in jail currently under very draconian conditions. And if you look at the trucker convoy, nothing's happened to any organizers from any of the other countries. But over here, Tamara, the one that was in charge of the GoFundMe, got denied bail. She's facing 10 years in prison. Nobody knows what happened to that money, by the way. I got to go put this out there, because I know for a fact that she accumulated quite a bit of money, and absolutely nobody got any of it. So where did that money go? The police didn't take it all. I know the police are trying to sue for some of it, but where did it go? They got over $1 million in crypto. Where did it go? Where did all the Give, Send, Go money go? They only froze about $1.5 million of it. The GoFundMe money was frozen for sure, but then there were so many other donations that came in. So she has a lot of questions to answer. Unfortunately, because she's going to be in jail, no one's going to get those answers. Then there was Chris Barber. He also got arrested, but he got bail. 100 grand bail. So he's out and about. Then Pat King didn't fare very well. And he was one of the most prominent voices in the country. But I'm not going to lie, he said a couple of things that are pretty hard to take out of context. It's not like when they made the video of Joe Rogan saying the N-word over and over and over again. It's like somebody taking a clip of me and all the times I said the F-word and just putting them back to back. Yeah, it sounds bad. But when you think about it, what's so bad about that when you take everything out of context? But he had said some pretty, like, I'll go on the word, I'm going to say possibly hateful or semi-racist things, and they put it all back to back to back, so it doesn't look very good. And I don't think he's going to be able to get bail under the circumstances that they want to make an example out of him, not because he's a danger to anybody. Everything that went on in Ottawa was not a danger to anybody. So under that auspice, everybody there should get bail, even if they come up with the idea that they're likely to reoffend. You're likely to reoffend in a way that's not violent, that's not causing any property damage, that's not causing any, it's like literally a victimless crime. So for them to be held without bail is very scary, especially when they're being charged with things like mischief, counseling to commit mischief, counseling to commit obstruction, and counseling to commit violation of a court order. And that court order was not honking horns. So let's be real. You're getting people thrown in jail, denied bail, and being kept there for possibly years because they honked the horn, because they wanted to speak out against the government, and because they wouldn't move the parked car.